It's What's New from WBAA Classical and WBAA.org. I'm John Clare. To emerge is to become apparent, important, or prominent. In classical circles, young composer contests might include 35 or 40-year-olds. Emerging artists might be in their late 20s or 30s. We'll hear some amazing musicians you might not know, including Pulitzer Prize winner John Luther Adams and pianist Elizabeth Joy Rowe on today's What's New. Pablo Villegas is a Spanish guitarist based in New York City and plays around the world. His first Harmonia Mundi release is called Americano. We'll hear America from Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story on What's New. America by Leonard Bernstein, a song from West Side Story on an album called Americano. Guitarist Pablo Villegas performed on What's New. I'm your host, John Clare. Find out more on this emerging artist online at WBAA.org, including our playlist and podcasts. American Masters is an E1 release by Anakiko Myers. It has a lullaby by John Corigliano and violin concertos by Samuel Barber and Mason Bates. I spoke with Anakiko Myers about it just before it was released.
I'm just so proud of this recording because it has two big world premieres on it. One by John Corigliano, like you mentioned, of the lullaby for Natalie that was written for my firstborn daughter. And the Mason Bates Violin Concerto, which is a monster. Well, I should say a dinosaur of a piece, because it is about a dinosaur taking flight. But, you know, to go through the process of working with a living, contemporary, hot, super hot composer who's on the scene today, who just a really incredible writer, and that this was his first concerto for any instrument. I was very excited at the opportunity to work with him.
Here is the Violin Concerto by Mason Bates. Anakiko Myers is joined by the London Symphony and Leonard Slatkin on What's New. Mason Bates Violin Concerto, the world premiere recording on What's New. Anakiko Myers was featured with the London Symphony Orchestra and conductor Leonard Slatkin. There's information, including playlists and podcasts, at WBAA.org. Musicologist and professor Will Robin declared that composer Andrew Norman's work, Play, might be the best orchestral work that the 21st century has seen thus far. Norman has been nominated for the Pulitzer Prize back in 2012 and is based in Los Angeles, teaching at USC. This is Andrew Norman's percussion concerto called Switch. Colin Curry is the soloist with the Utah Symphony and conductor Thierry Fisher on What's New. Andrew Norman's Switch on What's New. We heard percussion soloist Andrew Norman with Thierry Fisher conducting the Utah Symphony from a reference release. There's more at WBAA.org, including playlists and podcasts. That's WBAA.org. It's What's New from WBAA Classical and WBAA.org. I'm John Clare. We're featuring emerging artists and composers on this episode. Coming up, Eighth Blackbird plays a 75th birthday tribute to Philip Glass from Nico Muhly. Chicago native Elizabeth Joy Rowe is one half of the Anderson Rowe piano duo. Her solo career is stunning and includes releases on Decca Classics. This is from her May 2016 release of The Complete Nocturnes by John Field. We'll hear the third nocturne in A-flat major on What's New. John Field's Nocturne No. 3 on What's New. We heard Elizabeth Joy Rowe from a May 2016 Decca recording. Find out more about the release and hear our podcasts at WBAA.org. We're featuring emerging musicians on this episode of What's New. Become Ocean by John Luther Adams was commissioned by the Seattle Symphony Orchestra back in 2013. It won the 2014 Pulitzer Prize for Music and the 2015 Grammy Award for Best Classical Contemporary Composition. The work is in a single movement and is named from a phrase by John Cage. Life on this earth first emerged from the sea. As the polar ice melts and the sea level rises, we humans find ourselves facing the prospect that, once again, we may quite literally become ocean. Here's the October 2014 release with the Seattle Symphony and Ludovic Morlot conducting Become Ocean on What's New. John Luther Adams' Become Ocean on What's New. Ludovic Morlot conducted the Seattle Symphony from a Cantaloupe Records release. Find out more and hear podcasts online at WBAA.org. I'm your host, John Clare. We'll round things out with a release of Eighth Blackbird called Filament. This September 2015 release has music by Bryce Dessner, Son Lux, Philip Glass, and Nico Muhly. Muhly's doublespeak was written in honor of Philip Glass's 75th birthday. Let's hear this 2012 work that set out to write the most fun piece possible for the ensemble while pointing back to the 1970s when classical music perfected obsessive repetition. Here's Eighth Blackbird on What's New. Nico Muhly's doublespeak on What's New. We heard Eighth Blackbird playing from a Sadie release. Find out more about this show and find playlists and podcasts at WBAA.org. Thank you. What's New is a production of WBAA Classical, a listener-supported broadcast service of Purdue University. Production assistants from Erica Yon and Kevin Howard. The content director and executive producer is Greg Kostraba. I'm your host and producer, John Clare. Thanks for listening to What's New.